The Lord be with you. If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service today of morning prayer. And in our service today, we're going to be thinking a little bit about how nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the theme of our service this morning. So we want to welcome also all who are joining us at home on the live stream and those who are tuning in today from other places. You're very welcome as we come together to worship. On your way in this morning, you'll have seen the notices for the week that is to come. I'm just going to highlight one or two that don't happen every week. In particular, I'm going to mention on Wednesday morning, our services of Holy Communion with prayers for the sick have now resumed. That's at 10:30 on Wednesday morning. And on Wednesday afternoon, our ladies' open door friendship group are going to be meeting at 2:00. And the talk this week is all about Craiga connections, all about local history and reminiscences of this area. And all ladies are welcome at 2:00 on Wednesday afternoon. On Thursday evening, we begin our series of midweek Lenten services there at 7:30. And we're going to be following through a series over the next 5 weeks or so about discipleship. And they're happening every Thursday, short 40-minute services on Thursday evenings, and those services will also be live-streamed for those unable to be with us in person. This is the time of year when we annually renew our register of vestry persons. So if you're not registered in any other church and you'd like to be registered as a member here, there are forms available from the church wardens. So if you're over the age of 18 and you are not registered in any other church, you contribute to church funds and you'd like to be registered, do ask the church wardens for those forms. We have a couple of situations that many people are aware of in the world at the present time, in particular all that's happening in the Ukraine. And the Church of Ireland is going to channel a response to that. A number of people have been asking me about it through the Bishop's Appeal. So over the next two Sundays, there will be an opportunity if people wish to contribute. They're going to partner with some local agencies on the ground who are working with those who are fleeing the country on the borders of Ukraine between Poland and other countries in the area. So if you'd like to contribute to that collection, it's going to be happening over the next two Sundays. And I'm mindful when I say that there are a lot of appeals and things going on and rising costs at the moment. So just be mindful of that. And if you can help and you'd like to contribute in that way, we'd be very welcome of your contribution. Also, during the season of Lent, we had made an appeal with regards to non-perishable foods for the larder food bank, tinned fruit or tinned vegetables, and that will be beginning next week as well. If people, when they're shopping, are able to do that, they're really welcome to do so. Going to ask Andy to come now and share a little bit about a project that we're trying to get off the ground to support the home education community. So I'm going to ask Andy to speak about that now.
Good morning. I have an opportunity for you. I want to introduce you to something called HEDGE. HEDGE stands for Home Education Gardening Enterprise. The main reason it's called HEDGE is that if we get any funding for it, it's going to be called the HEDGE Fund. And the St. Finian's HEDGE Fund is something that our treasurer is going to have to explain once a year. And just makes me happy. But the HEDGE is going to be an open invitation to home-educated teens aged 12 to 18. The vast majority of children in our parish and in Northern Ireland go to schools, but there's a large number, a few thousand, who are home-educated or educated outside of school through choice sometimes, often not through choice. And you can imagine that opportunities are limited. compared to school-going children. And so what the Select Vestry have done is they've allocated a small portion of the beautiful grounds we have here, just on the other side of the hall, between the hall and Craigor Park. And an invitation is going out to home-educated teens to come, and I guess a small allotment is the best way to describe it. They could plant potatoes, courgettes, have flowers. The choice is theirs. And there's going to be a group called Conservation Volunteers NI, who are much better at anyone like me at training young people up in this. And they're going to be training and just teaching these young people how to garden. It's a beautiful life skill. And we would very much like people from the church to be involved. If you are a gardener, you don't have to have the gift of the gab, but if you've got gardening skills and gardening experience and it's something that you enjoy sharing, come and find me and tell me. We're looking for people who can come alongside these teens. Age is no impediment. I sometimes get asked that. Anyone is welcome. There will be an Access NI form. That's a wee check that we carry out for people working with young people. I can do that with you. And so if this is something that interests you, come and give us a shout. Our service now is going to continue with our first hymn. And our first hymn is Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
Our service this morning is the service of morning prayer. Beloved in Christ, we come together this morning to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear His holy word proclaimed, to bring before Him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of His Spirit we may serve Him and know the greatness of His love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against You and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve You in newness of life, to the glory of Your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our psalm appointed for this morning is a psalm that speaks of the Lord's protection. We're going to stand and say together Psalm 91. you who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Those who love me I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. If you'd like to be seated for our Old Testament reading.
Our Old Testament reading is found in Deuteronomy chapter 26, starting at verse 1. And when you have entered the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put them in a basket. Then go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name, and say to the priest in office at the time, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the land that the Lord swore to our forefathers to give us. The priest shall take the basket from your hands and set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, My father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptians ill-treated us and made us suffer, putting us to hard labor. Then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. With great terror and with miraculous signs and wonders, he brought us to this land and gave us this place, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, O Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. And you and the Levites and the aliens among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given you and your household. This is the word of the Lord.
During the singing of our next hymn, we're going to invite our children and young people to make their way across to Sunday school, and we want to wish them well as they go out this morning. We're going to sing together the hymn, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. If you'd like to be seated for our New Testament reading.
Our New Testament reading starts at verse 10 of the book of Romans. Romans chapter 10, starting at verse 8. The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Many who are here this morning will be familiar with the long-standing connection that St Finian's has had with the work of Fields of Life in East Africa. And we're going to see a little video now about their work on a vocational training centre.
Training Institute is going to be constructed, and behind me are workers. Gulu is located in northern Uganda. Northern Uganda has a history of war that took more than 20 years, and now Gulu is going through a process of recovery, and people are getting back to settle to their homeland. During the time of war, people were displaced and many people were killed. They left a number of orphans, and the most affected people were the women and the children.
These young girls were being forced to become wives of commanders and of soldiers in the bush. Without their wish, without their consent, what follows is the birth of what we call child-aided family.
Vocational skills is very important for Gulu, especially for the youth who have not had opportunity to go for formal education.
My name is Derek Hayman. I was born in 1999 from Kekum Hami Barak. My mother was short lived from there when I was only 1 year old. From there I started a road where I got from an incredible thing. After completing my primary level, I joined secondary school, where I studied from, that is, high in Bombo. And then at the beginning of this year, I told my elder brother, no brother, this year I have to go back to school. I joined here in January 2019, and I'm doing mechanics. After joining the event, all my school fees for first time, and then for the second, unfortunately, he got a severe accident. But when he broke his leg, and it's now, it is up. It is about fashion, which he cannot do anything, because the job he normally do is a manual job. So from now on, also start again, I'm looking way forward, what next to do? Because all of my dreams, I want to continue my studies. Because when I was here, all of my dreams was about study.
They need employment, they need something that can help them generate income.
I'm from Amaro, I've got to call you Delo. Actually, I grew up from Gulu. I studied in secondary school. I grew up in Singapore. For us young ladies, in a sense, very many challenges. Like for me, after the death of my father, the only thing I decided to go for marriage. Now I have a child.
In terms of statistics, allow me to mention that this region, teenage pregnancy and early marriages stands at 28.5%. That means the boy is a child, the girl is a child, producing a child.
And so unless we turn that energy into productive energy, it will be a disaster. That is why we have been dreaming and strategizing to see that we transform these hands which have been used to begging to working.
So we hope that vocational skills will give them that kind of cover that they will use what they have with their hands to be employed first of all, but also to begin their own businesses that will help them earn income. It will absorb many of the young people in the employment market. And when they're absorbed into the employability market, it means the wave of crime, which is being manifested now, will drastically diminish.
And skills are very key in this, and we think that the vocational institute is going to help in equipping our young people to acquire skills so that they are able to work, because an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So we want to keep them busy. Working.
Now, what you ask young people who are going through this BTI in established Christian founded institution, Christian values, which will be instilled in them. And therefore, they will live a life worth living, a life that transforms our society. But most importantly, employment, job creator, not job seeker.
It's amazing work that Fields of Life does with the local community as they try to rebuild and invest in education and training. And we thank everybody for their involvement in that project over many years through this church. We're going to stand together now and we're going to affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. our special collect prayer for today, the first Sunday in Lent. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit. And as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things, guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing now about this season that we have entered, the season of Lent, 40 days and 40 nights.
Heavenly Father, thank you that nothing can separate us from your love now and all days. Amen. some advertisers make really big claims. In 1946, Camel Cigarettes claimed that their brand of cigarette was the smoke of choice for doctors. And their advertisements featured actors dressed as doctors puffing away in between house calls. That was a false claim. Kellogg's claimed that Cheerios could lower cholesterol. They've since modified that and said that Cheerios can help lower cholesterol. I suppose if you eat some Cheerios and then loads of fruit and veg, that'll do the job. My favorite claim is made by Reebok, and I've had to reword it slightly. Reebok claimed that their easy tone sneakers could tone your posterior up to 28% more than regular sneakers by walking. Big claims indeed. I don't even know how you would measure that, 28%. No idea. It's a big claim. But if you want a really big claim, an outrageous claim, you go to the Psalms. And you go to Psalm 91. It reads this: If you say the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. No harm, no disaster. Well, Heather was doing her first solo parachute jump, and she jumped out of the plane and started dropping. She pulled the ripcord on her parachute. The cord came off in her hand, but no parachute came out. She did the same for her reserve. The cord came off in her hand, no parachute came out. She started panicking. Even though she was in midair, she just looked around wildly for something that would help her. As she looked down, she saw a speck. It wasn't on the ground, but it seemed to be getting bigger and rising. So she's falling and she realizes that there's a man rising from the earth up towards her. Is it Superman? She thought. Before long, this man came up past her as she was falling. And their eyes locked and time seemed to slow down. And she called out to him, "Do you know anything about parachutes?" And he called back, "No. Do you know anything about gas cookers?" Things go wrong. I love that story. Things go wrong. Harm does befall us. Disaster does strike. The psalm can't really be true. Harm has come to around 5.9 million of us, according to Johns Hopkins University. 5.9 million of us have died through this pandemic. Harm is coming, as we sit here now, to the citizens of Ukraine and those who protest against Putin in Russia. No harm will overtake you, says the psalm. Funnily enough, Jesus himself refers to this psalm on his way into Jerusalem. One of the lines of the psalm reads, "God, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge." A beautiful image of a mother hen guarding her chicks under her wings. And as Jesus is entering Jerusalem and all the people are cheering him on, he says, "Oh Jerusalem, how often I've longed to gather you together, gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." Jesus knew that harm was coming to the people of Jerusalem at the hands of the Romans, and he wanted nothing more than to protect them. But within days, Jesus himself was dead. Ironic, I suppose, that the man with great faith, who even refers to this psalm that speaks about no harm coming, he came to harm. So maybe it's time to call a halt to all these big claims. No harm will come to you. After Jesus died, the disciples sat crying and afraid in a closed-off room. Now, they would have known this psalm inside out, no question. And while they sat there in that room, lamenting the harm that came to their master and their friend, Jesus suddenly stood there with them, and he said, "Peace be with you." This psalm makes bold, bold
claims. And these claims can only be understood in the light of the resurrection. People are going to get sick today. People are going to die today. COVID and war criminals will have their way. But whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. And that is a promise. It's a promise that brings freedom. While there is still pain, hurt, and suffering, the truth is that neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I was very privileged to sit with a man who knew he was dying. We sat some time ago and he was uncomfortable. It was rough for him. And one morning time he said to me, "I didn't think I was going to last night." And we sat for a wee quiet moment. And I said, "Were you worried?" And he just looked and he said, "Not one bit." And he repeated, "Not one bit." He was almost blasé. And I think that there's a point that people get to in their life. Maybe you get to that certain stage in life where God shows you part of his plan that we're not quite ready to see now. But in his struggle, he knew that no harm could reach him, let alone overtake him. Life in its fullest with the Lord is not easy. But we have a freedom that comes from knowing that all things will be made new. All will be fulfilled through the love and faithfulness of Christ Jesus. Now, there are some practical outworkings to this. Just last week, a Moscow football manager put his safety on the line by resigning his post. He said, "I can't stand on the training ground in Moscow, train the players, demand professionalism, and a few kilometers away, orders are given that bring great suffering to an entire people. This is my personal decision, and I am absolutely convinced of it." And he handed in his resignation. The football club said, "Oh, yeah, no, we fired him." He handed in his resignation. And he put his career, he put his reputation, he put everything on the line. Imagine what we could do, us in this room, knowing that we are free to stand up. And we are free to say no to the things that go on in the world, the things that bring harm. We're free to say no. We're allowed to do it. Even if it makes people stare at us, even if it makes us embarrassed sometimes, we're allowed to do it. We're free. It's a beautiful thing. And what I'd like us to do now is to remember that freedom for us and also on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and in Russia. Our brothers and sisters in the churches there, as we sit here, are seeing the stark realities of life and death close up. One way or another, they're not sure what today is going to bring, arrest or mortifier. They feel far from us, but the Lord makes this a small world. And what I'd like to do is close by reading the psalm to you again. It's not a long one. And as we close, could we please listen to it prayerfully? And every one of those bold promises that are made in that psalm, let's pray them. Let's claim them for ourselves. And let's claim them on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and in Russia. Those people who are sheltering people in churches in Ukraine. Those people in Russia who are speaking out in the name of God, in the name of the church, against what's going on. We'll start our prayers now with the words of Psalm 91, and then we'll move on into general prayers. Let's take a moment. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your right side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Heavenly Father, nothing can separate us from you. We pray for those suffering under bombardments in Ukraine, those civilians who are targets. We pray that you will soften the hearts of those who wage war, and that you will bring the fighting to a close. We ask that you would influence the minds making the decisions to bring harm. Not fully understanding, we hold to your promise that you will not abandon your children who are in trouble, and anyone who calls upon your name will be answered. Though they suffer, they will be made whole in you. We pray specifically for the church in Ukraine. We pray that you will sustain their energy, their faith, and their bravery. And even if they waver, hold them to yourselves, because it's your faithfulness that brings salvation. Churches are open and they're bringing people in for shelter and protection. Guide them and help them in their mission. We pray for the church in Russia. We don't know what it must be like for them at this time. We pray for those in the church who are speaking out against the assaults on Ukraine. We pray for that football manager, Marcus Gidsel, and others who speak out in truth. We pray for believers among the military. We cannot even imagine what's going through their minds right now, but there are believers in the Russian army and in the Ukraine army. May your children in the military follow your will above all else. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask for you to be close to the member nations of the UN. Give them imagination and wisdom. Make your ways their ways and your thoughts their thoughts. And we pray for the leaders of our own country. We pray again for wisdom and for the will to put peace, your peace, before anything else. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for our own parish. We pray for those who are sick, those in hospital. We pray for those in care homes, and we pray for their families. Be with them who are in trouble. Deliver them and honor them. And we think especially this morning for the family of Jim Woods, who passed away this week. We pray for his wife Anne and their wider family circle of friends. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
And as we reflect on those powerful thoughts that God is our refuge in times of trouble, and we claim those promises not just for ourselves but for brothers and sisters further away, we're going to sing together our next hymn, a hymn that has powerful words for us to reflect on as we sing them. God is our strength and refuge. Thank you for sharing with us in our service today, and we're going to bow our heads for God's blessing as we prepare to go out into the week that is to come. May Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, and to take up your cross and follow him. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Our closing hymn, To God Be the Glory.